KX93.5 and Daily Scramble Live. Welcome to the show now, the band Paper Pilots in studio. Good morning, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Even though, why is there reverb on our voice, Jason? What's happening?
It's because it's coming from the guitar tracks, whatever. Who knows? So pull down that. There you go. Yeah.
How are
you doing?
We're in a church.
That was really fun. Join that last song you guys were doing, your warm-up exercises. I've never heard that before in the studio, people doing actual warm-up exercises.
Mama made me smash my M&Ms. Yeah.
You don't know, like most singers go, me, because it's all about me. Right.
Well, good morning, guys. Thank you for coming down all the way from Silver Lake, California. Drive okay today? Was it all right?
Yeah, we actually stayed at our drummer's house who lives nearby.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Had a little cookout, and he made shish kebabs last night.
Dude,
nice.
Yeah.
Very multicultural.
Yeah, it was great.
Love it. Well, that's Justin talking. We've also got Ryan, Liv, and Mike from Paper Pilots in studio. We're going to learn about this band who actually are veterans of being on our station before, so welcome back.
Thank you.
And you guys are going to play a couple songs for us coming up. And Jason, we should mention that the secret word is active. Right, so there's a secret word in this interview.
Right, the secret word isn't active.
No,
active.
Right, I'm sorry.
But I see what you're saying.
It's activated.
I get what you're saying.
It's present.
It's on.
Yeah. If somebody says the secret word, then we'll play applause, but it hasn't happened yet.
So ocean. Coffee. Weather.
That's a very good attempt.
Keep going.
Shirt.
Nope. None of those. We don't just look around the room. Which I can tell is what you're doing.
This might be a successful one because we can just say yes to any of these words. Sure, that was it. Well done.
Okay, so the songs you guys are going to play for us are ones that you're working on or that you're preparing as big releases, right? So
yes, well we're planning to do Arrow, which you guys have been playing, which thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then we have a new release coming out soon called The Weather. And so we'll be playing that single as well.
Cool. So talk about that strategy. Instead of releasing an album, which you're not quite ready for, you're deciding on the single-by-single thing, which I'm seeing bands do a little more of these days.
Yeah, well, I think, it stems from, people's attention spans maybe being a little shorter, and, they just want one song at a time. And we've been really lucky in getting a lot of, solid radio play from you guys and others. And so we've decided that dropping singles seems to make more sense to getting an audience.
Great that you get the check. You as a band get a chance to make those kinds of decisions. I think it's awesome, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know the formats, the rule book's out the window. I feel like so you just kind of make your decisions and hope it's a good move to pick up an audience.
Right, and then so how does that seem to be working? Is that good for captivating your fans?
Yeah, so far so good. That way you can kind of just focus on each song as an individual thing and make it an experience for people. And it seems to be working.
Does it allow you to focus more on the actual songwriting and what the rather than how you're branding an album or whatever?
Yeah, that's a whole endeavor of making 10 or 12 songs and making sure they're cohesive and getting all the artwork done and stuff. But if you focus on just one song at a time, it allows you to really make sure that everything's right for that presentation. And then, it's also budgetary. It's costs a lot of dough to make a track, to make an album.
It does. Yeah. And if you do one track at a time, there's no albums generally. Have what they call fillers, right? They have songs on it. They're just we've got to use this. We need another two songs. What's that song that you wrote? It wasn't that great, but we don't care.
Yeah.
Throw it in. It'll be track number 10.
That's what they say to me all the time. Yeah. What's that song you wrote that we don't care?
You should write a song called Filler. That'd be a great song. Great
that
title
would be
for
good.
A song.
Yeah.
This is the filler. Good chorus. You can have that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's already cooking now in my mind.
I can see you got that song right. The eyes glazed over, and you're like, "Give me a pen. Where's a pen?"
Well, you guys have had some pretty impressive achievements as a band. One of which I think is so very interesting. You were actually on the show True Blood.
Yes.
So you were a vampire band.
Yeah, we were a vampire band in the season 6 finale of the show. Yeah, I was trying to call us Bandpires, but it wasn't picking up.
Didn't stick. Huh?
Yeah, it didn't stick. Yeah.
How did that come about? What does that even mean?
Well, we were on the True Blood soundtrack a couple of years ago with a cover of She's Not There by the Zombies.
Cool.
And so we were kind of on their radar already. And then a friend of mine, Luke Grimes, is an actor on the show. He's like a vampire on the show. And they wanted him to have a backstory of being he was a rock star that turned immortal.
Right.
And so he called us up. He was like, "Hey, they want me to have a vampire band," and they already knew us.
I saw this. No, but I totally saw you. You played a few songs, right? It wasn't just.
Yeah, we played three songs off our self-titled EP.
Yeah, it wasn't just one thing. It wasn't just a montage thing. It was cool.
Did that get you some fans?
Yeah, it did. It got us some fans, and it
got you some vampires.
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah
that's
and then
better.
You just went off in the van, Pyre, at the end of the gig.
At the end of the shoot.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I mean, there's such weird, quirky, alternative ways to get your music to people these days.
Yeah.
And being a band vampire band is basically the best one I've ever heard.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Nice. And I should give credit, too, to Gary Calamar, who puts the music on in the show. He's a friend of mine, and so he was helping out with that, too. Yeah, it was great. They're always looking out for us. It's nice.
Yeah, a band that's got a friend that's a music director in a movie thing.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Great.
It's good.
Good
yeah.
For you.
Did that's you great. Get a chance to suck any blood while you were on set?
Not on camera, no.
No, not on camera, just off.
Yeah, okay. Suck blood on
What's
the word there?
What would normally think of an animal that would suck blood or a person that would suck blood?
Werewolf.
An animal maybe that would a
bat?
Small, tiny little animal that might do that.
Yeah,
oh, a mosquito!
Mosquito!
Wow, that didn't take too long. I think that was all right.
Give us another one.
We can't. The secret word's been said. Congratulations.
I'm so happy.
You saw where I was going.
I think
Justin saw me look at you because I asked about blood, and then Justin put two and two together.
I know what I was going to go, like bloodsuckers. I was thinking about record companies and maybe, you know, something like my head went there immediately.
Who said it?
Mike said it.
Good job, Mike.
Well, Mike on the percussion.
Nice job. All right, maybe we should have them play a song now that we've self-gratified our own game. Thank you for playing along with us. We've got Paper Pilots live in studio and Daily Scramble live on KX93.5. And what song are you guys going to do first?
We're going to do our single Arrow.
Cool. Very nice to have you. These guys are live in studio now.
Watching you tilt in your head as you aim at an angle, knowing exactly the way you're intending to fly. I was mistaken, I thought that we ran out of ammo. Pulling me in and closing one eye. Up, but I'm pushing my luck to a standstill. What am I doing? It feels like I'm floating around, hitting my heart, and I fall through the stars like an anvil, taking me high over the ground. Taking it down, you're an arrow shooting at the sun, and I'm hoping I can ride along, cause it's burning up our love. You're an arrow, you're an arrow shooting at the sun, and I'm hoping I can ride along. Us underneath the moon, but are you aiming at me too? Pulling me in and closing one eye. Burning up our love. You're
Oh, yeah. Man, I love this band.
So good, you guys. That was awesome.
Thank you. Dedicated to all the mosquitoes out there.
Yeah.
He said it again just for good measure.
I know. Thanks for saying that. But really, so you guys have been playing together long. I mean, not that long. How long have you been playing together?
Paper Palace has been going for about 5 years now. We have a couple new additions to the group.
But you've got new additions. That's what I was going to say to you. Yeah. So, but you guys sound so tight and like you look like you're enjoying it.
I played with Mike since I was like.
Oh, you have. Yeah, that's
a long time.
That's Ryan talking, the bass player. So yeah. Wow. Well, you know what? You sound tight, and the songwriting's magnificent, and great harmonies, and just good parts. Everybody's playing. Everybody's leaving space for everybody else. I don't know, man. You just sound great.
Oh, thanks, Jason. Yeah.
Really, Justin, we're trying something. I'm trying this thing, Periscope. This app. Have you heard of that? So right now, live broadcast to probably people in Brazil or South Africa.
You've
or
got eight
Brazil
hearts. South Africa. You got a load of hearts. I don't know what that means, but
you have eight hearts on
eight
Periscope.
Purple
Is
hearts.
That good?
Eight purple hearts. Yeah,
eight purple hearts. Good if you're a Marine.
I think that's great. I think we got at least. I think we have eight hearts in the studio right now. Yeah.
You had at least girls dancing outside the window while you were playing that. That was awesome. Arrow by Paper Pilots. Do you ever get compared to the guy from the Decemberists?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really have that.
Favorably?
Yeah.
Do you get favorably?
Or like they're like, you know that guy? We hate him. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've gotten that. Yeah. We get the Shins. We got like a lot of Britpop stuff. Yeah.
I like that. Very cool.
Yeah.
So you have a video out right now that I watched that I thought was really cool for the song Free Ride.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're all kind of, what is that, a rickshaw?
Yeah, rickshaw.
You're driving a rickshaw down a neighborhood and getting in and out of it and playing live. What's the idea? Where'd that come from?
Well, we wanted to do something. The song is a video for our single Free Ride. So we wanted to do something kind of about Free Ride without hitting it too much. We didn't want to be like driving a car or something.
Right, like a convertible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it came from my girl, Jana, was like, you should do something where it's like a little bit chaotic in the video, where it's like, you know, it's kind of something's running off the rails or you're falling over or something like that. So we hit up Anthem Films, which is a great music video production company, and they came up with this idea where we're on a rickshaw and kind of just riding through the streets and kind of filming it in a chaotic kind of fashion. And we all traded off driving it and stuff like that, and I busted my ankle on the second take of the day at like 8 a.m. and so I was like hobbling for like the 12-hour shoot.
Have you ever been on a rickshaw before? Have you been to India or anywhere like that?
No, I've never been on one. I'd never driven one. I've never been on one. Had you, Ryan?
No.
Yeah.
That was my first time driving and riding in one.
You guys are rickshaw novices, but you chose to do it for your video anyway.
We chose to tough through.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Can you imagine being one of those guys that's like out there in Calcutta running around with those things for 12 hours a day for 4 rupees, whatever that is, whatever that means.
I think it was a good experiment, and we wanted to do something really simple, you know, just like a fun, like 3.5 minute, like very simple shoot, just 12 hours riding around in the thing. And, I think all the neighbors were pretty sick of the song by the end of the day, because I was like singing full volume as opposed to just lip syncing or whatever. So they were hearing me on repeat for all day.
Well, yeah, I don't think people know that about making videos. Like, obviously people are lip syncing, but the best way to do it is to actually have everybody playing live as well.
Yeah.
So you've got, you know, volume on top of volume.
Yeah.
You've got the thing playing so that you can sync with what you recorded.
Yep.
Plus
you're
singing along.
I was holding the
bass. Get a little closer to that mic if you're.
I was holding the bass, riding the rickshaw with one arm and trying to actually finger the parts like
the right
notes.
It
was ridiculous. Yeah, I couldn't actually.
You have really suffered for your art, Ryan. Yeah. I'm really impressed with that.
And you have a promising career.
Yeah. My own roadie.
Right. You can always open a cab service if it doesn't work out.
Right.
Well, Paper Pilots, you've got a show coming up this Saturday, Echo Park. You want to tell us about that one?
Yeah, we're playing it last night. We're headlining this show. It's a new spot that started up during Echo Park Rising, and it went really well. It was like packed shows at that music festival in August, and so now they're putting on weekly events, and they approached us to kind of kick it off with a bang.
Cool.
So we're gonna go in there and do that. Yeah.
And then, how should people be aware of your upcoming music songs? Where do you want people to watch? Is there a website or?
You can find us at paperpilotsmusic.com. We're on Twitter, Paper Pilots, Instagram, Paper Pilots. Facebook, Paper Pilots.
Paper Pilots, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you can find us all those places, and you'll see what's up to date with us.
And the song you're going to play now is an upcoming release.
An upcoming release, yeah. A new song called The Weather. The single will be dropping shortly.
So can I venture to say this is the first time it's been played on radio?
Yes.
I hope that's a yes.
Yes, yes. It's the first time being played on radio. Yeah, we've done it at a couple of shows, but never acoustic.
All right. Yeah, well, there we go. The first acoustic radio debut of Weather by Paper Pilots, and they're live on KX93.5 whenever you guys are ready.
All right, take it away. Going for a walk, meet me on the other end, shoulder to the wind. Well, I can reach out for you in the summertime, and you can leave me sinking in a darker sky. It's getting cold, man, it's perfectly freezing, and so I gotta move just as quick as the seasons. The weather is to blame, it's in the air. There's something in the weather, there's something in the weather. It would leave me stranded, open, empty-handed, but the chase for endless sun keeps me on the run. Well, I can reach out for you in the summertime, and you can leave me sinking in a darker sky. It's getting cold, aren't you seeing me breathing? You know I gotta move just as quick as the seasons. The weather is to blame, it's in the air. There's something in the weather, there's something.
Good, you guys. Paper Pilots live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. This show's called Daily Scramble Live. You guys said the secret word. You played two awesome songs, and you're fun to be around.
Oh, thank
you. Successful interview, I would say.
All right.
Awesome, awesome job.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
This will be podcast online at KX93.5.com. Again, PaperPilotsMusic.com.
Yes, sir.
To be aware of the new stuff coming out. Anything else you guys want to add?
Yeah, same thanks. It's awesome. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Keep us in the loop, and we'll catch you down here next time you have a new release. Jason?
Totally. Good. You guys rocked it. You made me very, very happy.
Awesome.
And it doesn't happen every time, so thank you very, very much.
Thanks, man. Thanks for playing us.
Yeah, man.